Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
it's day two of the house party. Yeah.
Yes, and I need to make an announcement. Whoever drives the Ford Econoline custom van with the mural of an eagle attacking a bear, you're blocking my neighbor's driveway.
Oh, crap. I'll be right back.
All right, it's day two of the house party.
It's great. It's been going great so far, Jim.
Epic house party.
Thanks for having everyone over.
So glad everyone could stay overnight.
Yeah, it's great.
And join us again for day two. The accommodations were good.
Everything was great. I slept in the bathtub, as I always did.
It kind of frightened somebody when they went in there in the morning.
I shouldn't have pulled the curtain, I guess.
All right, so day two of the house party. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us again for day two is... or are members of the Paranoid Style. Hello.
Thanks, guys.
Hi. Yeah.
So we've been lucky enough to have them here for the house party, and they're going to play another song again at the end of the episode.
It's going to be amazing.
But before, and we have many, many guests here, right? Mm-hmm. So hello, guests.
Hello, guests.
Many friends, new friends, old friends. And Patrick.
And me.
And... what we're going to do for episode two is we're going to play a little game, right?
Yeah,
you guys like to play games, right?
Yeah.
So the game is called...
Less Talk, More Rock. And it basically came about because we talked too much and we wanted more rock.
Is this one of those games that involves like punching my upper arm really hard or like somebody crouching down behind me and somebody else pushing?
It could be. Okay. We may make some quick adjustments to the rules.
Noted. Yeah.
Noted. All right. Yeah, all right. Guards up.
Depends on the songs you pick.
That's right. But the rules are pretty simple. You have 30 seconds to set up a song. We hear 1 minute of the song, and then everybody has 30 seconds to discuss that. So it's really equal talk and more rock, but for us, it's less talk.
Yeah, compared to a normal episode.
That's right. Yeah, it's a relatively
less talk.
But relatively less talk, more rock didn't really roll off the tongue. So we went with less talk, more rock.
So before we do that, let's just introduce our contestants tonight. So we have with us from the Paranoid Style, Elizabeth Nelson.
Hello.
We have Timothy Bracey.
Hey, how are you?
And Bruce Bennett.
Hiya.
And since Bruce, actually, we're going to get back to you a little bit later.
Okay, see
you,
folks.
You had a special pick, I think, right? Okay. So who wants to lead us off? Who wants to kick us off here?
I vote for Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
I vote for me, too.
All right. Here goes Elizabeth.
All right, so I have a timer. Let's see, this is official timer of Rock in the Suburbs. You have 30 seconds to set up your song.
Okay.
And then we'll all get to hear it. So ready? Are you ready? All right.
Okay, so my first pick is a song by the band Taco Cat. It is called Men Explain Things to Me, and it is an ode to mansplaining. I love this band. I love their lead singer. They look great. They sound great. They're feminist. They're punk. They're from Seattle. They're one of my favorite things in the world. And this is an apocryphal story, but I heard that Paul Westerberg once said about the Faces that if he could... be in a band, it would be the Faces, but the Replacements were too angry. I think if we were a band and we weren't so angry, we would be Taco Cat.
Wow, that was impressive.
Good job.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah, that's it. It's over. I'm walking away. Drop the mic.
Men Explain Things to Me.
Yeah, Fantastic. The only thing I'll say about that is I really like Taco Cat. And also that I heard Nico Case recently say that she recommended a recording studio because she recorded three albums there and she'd never been mansplained once. So that's how she recommended it.
All right.
That's all I got. What do you got, Jim? That's
all I got. All I got. Taco Cat is a palindrome.
Yeah.
I know that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for explaining that.
Yeah. Wow, like, mind blown. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're a cool band. So out of Seattle. Very cool song. We played them once before in the show, and I can't remember the context of that because we've done so many shows. I can't remember.
I was just about to explain to Elizabeth how she should feel or think about that. Oh, I'm too late.
What the heck?
All right. Timothy, you're up.
Okay. What's my song? What's my song, Beth? I don't know. Bethy, you were going to tell me what my song was.
Oh, I think you were going to.
It's going to ladysplain.
Okay. So,
ready?
Yeah.
All right, the timer is on.
Okay, my song's by the Kinks. It's called Acute Schizophrenia Blues. It's on the Muswell Hillbillies album. I love this version of the Kinks the most. You know, this is when they sort of got all horns, and it just sort of sounds like, like a bunch of boozy guys singing an incredibly cool variation of New Orleans rock and roll via Muswell Hill. And I love this tune.
Hang on. Technical difficulties. There we go. Okay.
I also love this period of the Kinks. I think
it's my favorite
vastly
Kinks
underrated.
Album.
Yeah.
Is it really? Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Well, that's weird, but it is a vastly underrated period of the Kinks.
Yes, it has. Yes, I love that song. It has 20th Century Man, which is great. It has Muswell Hillbillies, which is an incredible song. There's so much great stuff there. Alcohol is also on.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Right. And great, great transitional Dave, like Dave going from being sort of twangy to sludgy to Cludgy? I don't know. Like, it's a great Dave album. They're all great Dave albums, though.
All right, I think Patrick's up.
Yeah, okay.
Come when you're ready.
Okay,
ready?
I'm ready, yep. This is going to be hard after Tim and Elizabeth, because my song is just pretty because it's about winter.
Oh.
It reminds me of winter, that's why.
Oh.
It's by a singer called Julie Byrne. She's from Buffalo. This is her second album called Not Even Happiness. And, it's called And the Land Glimmered Below. And it just reminds me of winter. And, I think we have a super moon tonight. Do we have a super moon tonight? Am I right up tomorrow night? Okay. But
so there's one more shopping day.
Yeah. Till the super moon. But you,
oh, sorry.
No, it's all right.
So dear, my friend, there was a time I called.
I was also going to say really quickly, I love the way you can hear her hands sliding on the acoustic guitar strings. And
Do you guys like that as recording artists?
It was really lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's it. All right.
So, did it remind you of winter?
Mm-hmm. Dan Gersey just came over and said they're playing in town
Totally excited.
Or Julie's playing in town
like
here
next
soon.
Week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
So Dan and Patrick.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm setting you guys up on a date.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
Right. I'll go anywhere with Dan.
That was lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It was really beautiful. Very
pretty. Anything else for 3 seconds?
That's all I got. Thanks, Julie. Winter. Right. Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I think I'm up.
You're up, Jim.
All right. Hang on, because this is not on the Spotify.
Uh-oh. I'll
just switch over. So it's on the YouTube, and there could be like a pre-roll ad or something like that. So just be ready for that.
Cialis.
Right. When that comes up. Right.
What's in your wallet?
All right. And okay, so the other day, Dan Gersky and I went to see Deer Tick at the 930 Club, and they played two sets. They did an acoustic set, and then they did an electric set. And in between the sets, not only did they have a stand-up comedian, which was kind of a funny thing, but also
that's weird.
Before the stand-up comic came out, they were just playing some, you know, music on the PA. And everybody's talking and having a great time, and I'm, of course, listening to what they're playing, and I was like, oh my God, this song. I didn't know anybody else knew this song. How did this happen in the club? Right, Dan? Is that how it worked? All right.
I knew a girl sad blue eyes, but at the feast I lost my psychic prize. I did forget what the tarot made it say. I burn today, I burn today. Our house was filled with many birds. She said to me, I can understand their words. The land will shake, so run away. Hey, I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not burn.
You know who that is?
I don't know what that is.
Anybody know?
Drawing a total blank.
That is Frank Black.
Is it? No really? Way. No way. I never would have guessed
many
that.
Moods thereof.
So it's so great. Back in, I want to say 2005, he went to Nashville to record his album inspired by Blonde on Blonde. Uh-huh. He considered it Black on Blonde, I guess it was. Yeah. And he went to Nashville and recorded with like Nashville musicians.
Oh, wow.
And wanted to do like sort of that style of music. And that song is called I Burn Today. And it's one of my favorite songs. Nice. And I just love it. And there you go. And you can't find it on the Spotify, the streaming services. Isn't that weird? But I have it over there in the CD.
Well done.
Cabinet.
And on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, that's round one.
Round one.
You guys enjoy that?
Is that good? Yeah, okay.
It's probably more fun for us than for the audience.
Vegas handicapping says that Elizabeth Nelson is way
Yeah, I think
ahead.
She took it. Yeah, completely.
All right, so now we're going to do our promo break.
Yeah.
So, Suburbs Pod Players.
Suburbs Pod Players, including Mike Snyder. And that's it.
And Elizabeth Nelson.
the players just include Mike Snyder here. Yep.
It's a monologue. It's right. A one-man show. All right. Everyone have their scripts? Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
Elizabeth, you good?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. All right. So we have to do this sort of in tandem. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Everybody? Okay. We're rocking the suburbs, and we approve this message.
Other podcasts make a lot of claims, but when you get right down to it, they're just a lot of talk. In fact, a Trouser Press investigation found that one well-known podcast does not actually consider all songs. And Cream reports that another podcast frequently promotes a trash it policy for new albums, leaking harmful sonic toxins into the environment. And Blender revealed that the letters WTF are actually a profane code suggesting confusion over sexual intercourse.
But Rock in the Suburbs is taking a stand with real solutions to the issues that matter to you. Rock in the Suburbs supports tax credits for vinyl record adoption, middle class relief on excessive concert ticket fees, and social policies that will allow hardworking Americans to rock and roll all night and party every day. Rock in the Suburbs is also tough on crime, calling for the death penalty for that tall guy who stands in front of you at a show, supporting systematic deportation of singers who use autotune, and ratification of a global treaty to end the dangerous practice of inserting the French horn into pop music.
Vote for Rock in the Suburbs every day.
We worked really hard on those, and when I say we, I mean Jim wrote them all, funny. And they're really funny.
And I think Dan Gersey just left.
Yeah. He's out of here.
He just left. He was
the French horn contingent.
Yeah.
He smashed your TV with a French horn, and he left. Oh, okay. We're back.
We kid because we love.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so we're going to do round two of
Let's
Talk More Rock.
Mm-hmm.
This one, a very special round because it includes Bruce.
Oh, I can't wait. That's me.
My levels are all messed up because of Mike.
Yeah, Snyder was very sinister, but well done, Mike. Thank you.
I get excited. All right, so Let's Talk More Rock. I got to get the timer going. Mm-hmm. And Bruce had one song that he wanted to bring to us. So why don't we start?
Put him right on the spot.
Hold up. We'll get that.
Do your worst. Come back.
And Bruce, are you ready?
I'm born ready, sir.
You're giving him 0 seconds. It's going to be hard. Okay.
I hope this is Shel Naylor. I'm not positive. This is a Ray Davies song when he was getting paid to write songs for other people. It's actually been compiled recently on a compilation of different Kinks covers of stuff that the Kinks maybe didn't get around to recording. But in any case, the important thing that you need to know about this, and we're probably not going to get to it in the 30 seconds that we're going to hear, is it's got some of the most amazingly slobbering guitar on it, two different solos. And it is, in fact, Jimmy Page, I believe, playing with his feet back in his Telecaster days before that other band.
We actually play 60 seconds, so maybe we'll get to the feed.
Yeah, we might.
One fine day, my baby's coming back home to me. One fine day, we'll be as happy can be.
How about that?
Yeah, awesome. really good.
What I really love is that there's two guitars on there, and one of them can't decide whether to play major or minor on a couple of different chords, and so my heart goes out to whoever that individual was. It's just so, yeah, I know, right? Like, it's like, that's where it comes from. I just think it's great. And again, like, you know, hey, kids, go on YouTube and find it and listen to it and listen to both of those solos, because nobody can tell where the you know, where to modulate or anything else, and it's just really exciting. It's just barely hanging together in, like, the coolest way.
It's amazing that a band with such good guitar players actually used studio musicians on some of their early records. Kind of amazing.
No, it's crazy. And I think that's Bobby Graham on drums, too. It's like their stock drummer.
All right. That was a great pick.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Thanks. That was awesome.
Two eras of the Kinks.
Who's up next between you two?
I'm happy to go.
All okay. Right.
Let's get in on that microphone. Don't be afraid of it.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
So my pick is a song by a guy named Scott McCoy. He's a big hero of all of ours and been a mentor and a friend and a collaborator. Has written some songs with Elizabeth and was in a band called Young Fresh Fellows, Minus Five, Baseball Project. He suffered a stroke recently, and he's going to recover, but we're thinking of him, and then we were trying to think of what song to play, and then Bruce said, well, why don't you play the one I played on? And I didn't know about that until
because it's
today.
All about me.
Yeah, what? And so we're going to listen to this one. It's called Monkey Say, and Bruce Bennett played on this 20 years ago.
It's Young Fresh Fellows.
Yeah.
that you on the saxophone, Bruce?
No, that's Lars Espenson on the saxophone. I'd forgotten. My whole old band, the A-Bones, is all over that. The late, great Billy Miller on background vocals, Miriam Linna. But most important, it's the mind, the broad-ranging, incredibly loyal and nurturing mind of Scott McCoy, who literally got in touch with him and Jimmy Sangster, got in touch with my old band out of the blue in like 92 and said, like, hey, if you guys want to come out here, we'll record with you. And we made records out there and hung out with those guys and did shows. And he's done the same thing for dozens and dozens of different people. But yeah.
Get well, Scott.
Get well, Scott.
Yeah, get well, man.
I love the stomp of that song.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, it's Tad.
All right, Elizabeth.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, so my second choice is a song called I'm Gonna Put a Bar in the Back of My Car and Drive Myself to Drink by a band called Eggs Over Easy. If you want to hang out with Paranoid Style, we have very few things in common, but two of them are pub rock and alcohol. And Eggs Over Easy is actually an American band, but they were sent over to London in the 70s to record a record, and they actually became the first pub rock band. They had a residency at a publican over there, and they have a beautiful, kind of cool, funny piano sound. We decided that was what we wanted to do in this latest recording, so we got Peter Holzapp to play the piano on ours. And that's what it sounds like.
Well, I was cruising down the road about 75 when this Polish man pulled right up next to me. He said, boy, you know you're lucky that you're still alive, 'cause what you're doing is plain to see. Though your breath still stinks and I can tell you've been drinking.
I think everybody should find out the story of Eggs Over Easy, because for someone like myself who likes Asleep at the Wheel and Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, there's a lot of influence, you know, that I think they got from them. So it's definitely worth understanding like how influential they were.
And my pick in this round has a connection.
Ooh,
cool.
To Eggs Over Easy, and we didn't even plan that out.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
That's very exciting. But yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. This suspense is killing me.
And if you like that song, you might like Underworld USA, available now on Bar None Records.
Way to get that in 4 seconds.
Well done.
Good job.
.com.
Yeah. It's my turn. Okay. Please don't let Elizabeth replace me as the co-host, because she's really good at this. I don't know anything about this band at all. I'm hoping maybe one of the Paranoid Style knows something about them. I found them on Bandcamp. They're called the Woolen Men. And I like this song a lot because it really reminds me of early Feelies. And I think early Feelies is about as good as you can get, you know? All that early stuff when Anton Fear and they were Bill and, you know, were cranking the guitars up and it was kind of unhinged and really jumpy and wired. And that's what, yeah.
Do I remind you?
Info, like
it has some kind of crazy rhythms,
yeah.
Right?
It really does.
It really does sound like it was recorded 30 years ago. Yeah. Those sort of like weird closed down kind of vocal thing. Yeah. It sounds fantastic.
The song is called Real FX.
Real FX, yeah.
Lead hi-hat. Lead closed hat.
I just found it on Bandcamp randomly, and I really fell in love with it. So it's a really cool record.
That was cool.
And literally, you gave me this selection like moments before we started.
I did.
Right? That's when you found it.
More suspense.
No, I was looking at my recently played, and the whole album's really like that. It's really good. All right, okay. Take us home, Jim.
All right, I am. And this actually prompts some requires, I think, some audience participation.
Okay.
All right.
Audience?
So, Rigoletto. So feel free to sing along. It's all a right. song you all know. Opportunity next. All right. So I'm going to take you back to the Deer Tick show the other night. Toward the end of the show, maybe it was the encore, Dan can let me know or not, they did a cover of a song. And everyone knows this song, and it feels very right for today. It feels very, very right for what we're going through in life, sort of collectively as a people.
Okay.
And I mentioned the connection to Eggs Over Easy. The original version of this song, very well-known song that everyone will sing along to, was by a band inspired by Eggs Over Easy called Brinsley Schwartz. Nice.
This wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Oh yeah, and each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh, so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
You guys have heard that before.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
that's amazing. That's the original version.
Yes.
It's got to be.
Nick Lowe.
Written by Nick Lowe.
Written by Nick Lowe, mm-hmm. who's in Brinsley Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Later.
He's a pretty good guitar player in that mm-hmm. band, too.
But, you know, I just think as I was watching the Deer Tick show and they covered that, it just really struck me that, like, this is a song that I think we all need right now. Those
yeah,
lyrics,
sure.
you know, where are the strong? Who are the trusted? Where is the harmony?
Right. right?
Yeah. If everyone would just listen to this song, where wouldn't we be in a better yeah. place right and now?
Also, if everybody listened to version?
Everybody listen to Bay City Roller show, too. Like, I yeah. think more people, much better.
That's
place.
A pretty good tune.
Yeah.
Ah, that
okay.
was nice.
That
yeah.
was round two.
That was a lot of rock.
And not a lot of talk.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So now we're going to hear some more rock.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do that.
From the Paranoid Style. They're going to play right here yeah. in the family room.
Let's do that.
The Suburban cool. Family Room. This is exciting. All right. So before we do that, tell us where people can buy the recorded Paranoid Style music.
You can buy recorded Paranoid Style music at barnunrecords.com. It's actually bar-none.com. I tend to mix up their branding a lot. So they okay. would like it if I said bar-none. That's hyphen, not and
N-dash.
It's not the the one that you have to actually press the shift on. I know that much. Okay. If you go to barnun.com, it'll take you to a place to get a car loan, which you might like.
Yeah. All right. So everyone do that.
Promise to blow the car loan on our records.
Yeah. I'm predicting huge sales, and you're going to shoot right to the top of the charts with a bullet.
Thank you very much.
Cashbox charts right at the top. All right. Okay. And then people who want to listen to more of our show, especially if you're new to the show, maybe, or it doesn't really matter if you're new or old, whatever, but listen to the show once in a while.
Every day
on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or other major podcast platforms. Or you can find us on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod, or visit our website, suburbspod.com. Maybe we'll post the journey.
Oh, we definitely
video,
will.
Mm-hmm. Paranoid Style.
Couple
get that
times.
Up there.
Yep.
Yeah. Couple times. And also you can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call and leave a message, and we put your voice on a future show that is called the Suburban Party Line. That is
612-440-1984.
Man, we got to get the energy level up in this place.
People don't want to cut on my lines, though, because I'm very temperamental. I could go off at any minute if somebody cuts my lines.
That's true. I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm. Ugly.
Okay, now let's hear the band.
Let's do it. So, Paranoid Style with us again. We thank you guys very much for sticking around and recording and playing for us. What are you gonna play now?
We're gonna take it back a little bit to the record before, which is a record that is called Rolling Disclosure. That's also available on the Bar None Records label. This is the first track on that record. It is called The Ambassador's Morning Lift.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Paranoid Style.
Thank you.
going for? What do you have in store?
Just time to return.
Not worth the bother anymore. It wasn't worth it when you were in broken. My old friend had a saying. But disappearances, but best plans get mislaid. They only get misexperienced. I was on a grift. I was short of funds, the bastard's morning lift. The only way the morning comes. Nightmare in the clips. They come to this. I might have had a fit. I was out cold in the sun, the bastard's morning lift. The only way the morning comes. You told me what you wish. The dark, and the tackle and the block. I'm at the end of your tether, set the thing adrift. Keep the lawyers, the money, the guns, the bastard's morning lift. The only way the morning comes. Vocals.
Yes. The Paranoid Style. Thanks very much.
An alternative party has developed in the basement. Yes. An alternative podcast. It's competing. Yeah.
Splinter podcast.
That's right. Downstairs.